Hey, it's Anne with Spirit River. Do you ever say things like, I'm overwhelmed, I'm swamped with work, I've got so much to do, I don't know what to do next? I could be in that position this week. I'm preparing the next online educational workshop, and I'm getting down to the wire where a lot of momentum brings in speakers. And if I get overwhelmed here, I can shut down the energy that I need to really positively draw the right speakers towards me for this event. So what I'm talking about today is sabotaging yourself or getting with it, stepping up into the flow and enjoying it and speaking it into a good position within within yourself. So when you do have a lot to do, I just highly suggest understanding that you are a complex being, incredibly talented and loaded with lots of skill sets. And if you can step into a place of trust, and instead of feeling like you might drop the ball or thinking of all the ways where it might go wrong, if you can just take a deep breath and understand your capabilities, and instead of sending your thoughts towards a negative direction, send them towards a positive direction where all is well, you're capable, you're designed for this. Imagine seeing everything falling into place, how beautiful that feels, the fun of collecting and accomplishing the things that you're doing and the result of it. Let's say you're putting together a beautiful event for people, like a dinner party or a birthday or maybe a holiday, or perhaps you're getting people in gathered for a conference or a convention, or you're putting on a speech. Think of all the, instead of thinking about yourself, think forward and think about the people that you're going to be affecting by what you're getting done there. So today, as I head into the last week of gathering speakers before my next event, I'm focusing on the excitement and energy and fun that I get to have meeting the speakers and engaging the speakers, who they will be, finding that out, and then the effect of being able to put these people together in an event for this community and how this community will benefit. Then the continued relationships that I get to have with these speakers and possibly the people that I will meet and my work will get to influence that are connected with these speakers, and the kind of ripple effect that this will have, knowing that I'm fully capable and this can be fun, and heading into a week that's fabulous instead of dragging my feet, feeling like I'm being yanked into a week where I'm constantly saying I'm overwhelmed or I've got too much to do, or I'm, you know, telling a story that I'm not interested in partaking of or hearing about. I hope that helps you today. I hope that serves you today. I'm wishing for you the next time you're ready to say I'm overwhelmed or I have too much to do, that you shift that and understand that you're fully capable, and then get in the flow.